This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. It'll be a busy week for the presidential candidates. Republicans John McCain and Mitt Romney were winners this weekend. McCain taking the South Carolina primary and Romney picking up the Nevada GOP caucuses. Each man has now won two presidential contests and both are eyeing their next event, the Florida primary. Democrat Hillary Clinton finished first in the Nevada Democratic caucuses, beating rival Barack Obama. But there's an interesting footnote here. Even though Clinton defeated Obama, Obama actually won one more presidential nominating delegate than she did. The New York Times is reporting brutal violence in Kenya over that weekend's, or rather that country's disputed presidential election, might not have been random. In fact, the Times reports post-election violence was planned in some cases. Some 650 men, women, and children have been shot, hacked, and burned to death, including a grisly arson at a church where civilians had fled for refuge. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf is visiting European Union and NATO leaders in Belgium. He's there to urge European support for his country. Musharraf has faced stiff international criticism for his decision to unilaterally change the country's constitution and throw independent judges off the Supreme Court. Violence has flared, and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto was assassinated last month. Musharraf has vowed a full investigation, but Bhutto's supporters insist Musharraf's government had a hand in her death, a charge Musharraf rejects. The Los Angeles Times has now fired its third editor in 3 years. James O'Shea was ordered out after he refused to cut $4 million from the LA Times newsroom budget. NPR's David Folkenflik says the cuts were ordered even as the paper stepped up coverage of this year's presidential race and the Beijing Olympics.
In the nearly 8 years since the Chicago-based Tribune Company acquired the Los Angeles Times, the paper's money troubles have triggered epic and recurring fights. The newspaper has always lost. Two publishers and one editor-in-chief were fired, and another editor left largely in protest of the continual push for cuts.
No replacement has been named for O'Shea. Do you remember Sam the Butcher, the guy on the Brady Bunch that housekeeper Alice was so sweet on? Well, character actor Alan Melvin has died. In addition to the Brady Bunch, Melvin appeared on The Phil Silvers Show, The Andy Griffith Show, and All in the Family. He was 84. And actress Suzanne Plachet has died. The sultry-voiced star was 70, and she passed away from respiratory failure. Plachet was best known for her role as Emily Hartley, wife to Bob Newhart of The Bob Newhart Show.
Emily was a working woman. She was sexual. She was crazy about her husband. This was the first marriage that was on television without children. I think we broke a lot of ground with that, and she was funny. That's where I was then in my life, in that marriage, in that relationship with Bob.
Plachet also appeared on stage and screen. Remember, she was also the ill-fated school teacher in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. She was supposed to get her star in a few days on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Remember, the news is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Rachel, back to you.
Thanks, Corva. I love Suzanne Plachet. That makes me really sad.
Me too.
And as far as Sam the Butcher, did we ever actually see Alice and Sam go on a date?
No.
No?
They just talked. Did they even hold hands?
I don't know.
Yeah, just watch the Bob Newhart Show.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh, Trisha says that they went bowling once, just for the record.
Oh, they did? All right.